The birds awake before the sun on Saturday morning, chirping melodies to fading stars. They're recognizable by song long before it's light enough to make out their shapes against the sky.
I think that's a red wing calling back here. There's a field sparrow that sounds like a ping pong ball dropping. It speeds up at the end.
As the sun rises over a field at Battelle Darby Creek Metro Park in Columbus, Susan Browning identifies song sparrows and robins, blue jays and starlings. But her ears are peeled for one bird in particular, the sandhill crane.
They're unmistakable when you hear them.
That's Jen Keene. Browning and Keene are just two of hundreds of volunteers across Ohio who are scanning the horizon for these birds for exactly 2 hours early Saturday morning. They're taking part in the annual Midwest Crane Count. Keene pulls up a birding app on her cell phone and plays a recorded crane call.
They're about almost 4 feet tall, and they have this red crown and a big bill, and the cranes always have the same shape of a bustle, and they have a lot of different movements and joyous dancing motions.
The crane count has taken place for nearly 50 years in the region, but this is just the third year it's happened in Ohio. That's because even though sandhill cranes are native to this state, they were completely pushed out in the 1930s.
Sandhill cranes were not protected, so they were over-harvested.
That's Laura Kearns. She's a wildlife biologist with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources who specializes in birds. She says sandhill cranes only recently started making a comeback here.
Even in the mid-1990s, we had fewer than 10 breeding.
Now, she estimates there could be up to 60 breeding pairs in the state. This year's crane count encompasses 30 Ohio counties. So this morning, pairs like Keene and Browning are scouring wetlands everywhere from Pickaway County, south of Columbus, to Williams County in the far northwest corner of the state. Kearns attributes their resurgence both to international protections for migratory birds and to the successful restorations of wetlands in Ohio. Battelle Darby Creek Metro Park, where Browning and Keene are searching for cranes, is a perfect example of that. A century ago, the land was drained for farmland, says Jen Moore, a naturalist for the park.
So there was drainage tile put in, which would drain the water off and allow farmers to plant out here.
When the Metro Parks acquired the land, workers ripped out those tiles, restoring the wetlands and bringing back dozens of species of birds. Just 2 weeks ago, a pair of sandhill cranes were spotted noisily flying over the area. It's the same pair Browning and Keene hope to spot again.
Last year when we did this, it was way out at the edge of the field.
Yeah, that's why we're really scanning the field edges.
This year, though, they weren't so lucky. The sandhill cranes remained out of their sight during the Midwest crane count. But Browning and Keene weren't upset, because even though they didn't see a crane, they know the data they collect will help policymakers protect the bird into the future, so that next year, their chances of finding one will be even better. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Erin Gottsacker.